Barbara. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Reich.
I
spoke to you a few years ago when I had an incident with bigeminal neuralgia.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been doing fairly well on the medication until December, and I had a flare-up. And they increased my medication, and then February, I had a major flare-up. And it's like all in my head. And if I touch my head, it sends electrical shocks into my right cheek. As long as I don't touch my head, it's okay. But I have not been able to wash my hair for 7 days. And I was hoping that maybe you have another recommendation. They put me on oxcarbazepine, 600 milligrams. Originally twice a day, then they increased it up to, 300 twice a day, and then they increased it up to 1,200 twice a day, and then I started bruising.
Uh-huh.
So they've cut back on the medication. I cannot live like this because I can't even comb my hair on that side of my head.
Okay.
And I just hope that maybe you could give some suggestions of something else that would improve this situation.
Well, I can give a suggestion, ma'am. You're going to have to get somebody to help you with it, though, because of all things, some researchers over in India found that a condition that is very similar to trigeminal neuralgia, it affects the very same nerve and it affects it so badly that there actually is a loss of the nerve function, and that gets called, when it gets to that point, it gets called Bell's palsy. But what these researchers found, if they used very large doses of vitamin B12 by injection, let me see, I'm reading right here from one of the studies, for the last 3 years, we've been using vitamin B12 in big doses. Now get this, 2,000 to 20,000 micrograms, that's 2 cc's to 20 cc's in the treatment of Bell's palsy. Now, again, Bell's palsy is when that trigeminal nerve just goes dead on you because it's been so inflamed. That can happen. And then here's another one. Let's see. Yes, they were using the not quite as high doses. But anyway, that's the only place I've seen any references from where very large doses of vitamin B12 had just completely restored the function of that trigeminal nerve. So that's why I'd try it, ma'am. It's not exactly the same as what you're telling me about.
Who would I look for, like a naturopathic doctor here?
Yes. Or there are a few medical doctors around who do a lot of natural medicine. You're located in Arizona?
Yes, Sun City, West Arizona, near Scottsdale.
Okay, well, yes. Now, there are both. In Arizona, there are more MDs who do natural medicine because their medical board is not of the same inclination as there in Washington State. Namely, everybody should march to the same tune so that you have a better chance of finding an MD if you wish. You go to acam.org. A-C-A-M.
H?
No, A-C.
Okay. A-C.
A-M.
A-M.
Dot O-R-G. And remember, put all the W's in front of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what will come up is a website that says in one corner or another, it says find a physician. You click here. You put in your postal code and how many miles you're willing to drive, and they'll tell you who's close to you. Now, the other website to look for, just in case, is called Naturopathic. It's Naturopath with an I-C on the end. And that's dot O-R-G also. And it's the same thing. You go to that website, find a physician, click. Now, usually, each of the physicians describes their practice on those websites, so you can get an idea of what they do.
Okay. Well, how would you know if maybe you had a possible, maybe a little tumor in your head that's causing it?
My goodness, ma'am, you'd have to check with a neurologist on that. I'm not expert on detecting tumors. I'm sorry. I wish I were, but I'm not.
I am seeing a neurologist, and she said no, she didn't think that was the problem. And all she wants to do is keep doping me up and trying different medications. And
well, that's how we
I
get
just can't live like this.
I know, ma'am. That's how we get brainwashed in school. We can only use patent medications.
Yeah.
We can't go near the natural stuff. So that's why I'd find a doctor who's familiar. And since you've had this for a while, and keeping in mind that vitamin B12 is extremely harmless, you'd have to fill your bathtub and drown to die of it. If it were me, I would be using... Remember that Indian set of Indian researchers went from 2,000 to 20,000. That's 20,000. That would be 20 cc's in one day.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go there. But I'd be considering using at least 2 to 3,000 micrograms a day for at least a couple of weeks to see if it made any difference. Because among very many other things, you
but
can't
I
hurt yourself.
But I would still be on the medication until I have improvement.
That, yeah.
Like, I have no improvement being on this new medication. And I've been on it for 10 days.
Well, ma'am, you can use them both together, because I'm happy to tell you that neither one interferes with the other.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared. I mean, the shock and the pain in my face is just horrific.
I
as long
you.
As I don't touch my head on that side, I can't even sleep on the right side.
I hear you.
Because that's the position I sleep. So, anyway, thank you for the information. I really appreciate your helpfulness.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.